Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll continue our discussion on Marxist literary theory. In particular, we'll discuss the aims of Marxist literary theory and along with that we will also discuss the major contributions of different theorists in the Marxist tradition. Now keep in mind that the primary aim of Marxist literary theory is to understand literature in the context of its socio-economic conditions and to reveal the ways in which literature both reflects and influences class struggles. Because literature has a tendency to reflect but also to influence class struggles. So the first thing that Marxist critics would do is examine how literature portrays the conflicts between different social classes and the ways in which these conflicts are resolved or perpetuated within the novel or the literary text. So analyzing class struggle is one of the aims. So this involves looking at the representation of different classes, be it the bourgeois class or the ruling class of people or the proletariat or the working class, as well as the interaction between these two classes. Afterwards, Marxist critics would try to uncover ideology or the ideological underpinnings of literary texts. So this involves analyzing how literature reinforces or challenges dominant ideologies and how it can serve as a tool for ideological critique. So the ideologies that were prevalent when the novel or the literary text was written, those ideologies or the ideologies that the literary work seeks to talk about. So analyzing those ideological underpinnings, first uncover those ideological underpinnings and then analyze them, whether the literature reinforces or challenges these dominant ideologies. Afterwards, the next aim of Marxist critics is to place literary texts within their historical context. We always talk about historical context. So this is one of the primary aims of Marxist critics, to place literary texts within their historical contexts. So examining how the material conditions of the time influence the creation as well as reception of the text. So this includes looking at the economic, the political and social factors that shape the author's worldview and the text's themes. So historical contextualization is another aim of Marxist critics. Afterwards, overall the aim of Marxist literary theory is to promote social change. And not just Marxist literary theory but Marxism itself. There is a very famous quotation by Karl Marx that philosophers have interpreted the world in different ways, but the point is to change it. So Marxism is a theory, philosophical, material that ultimately seeks to bring about change, bring about greater equality. So taking from that, this is one of the aims of Marxist literary theorists also. So Marxist literary theory aims to promote social change by raising awareness of the socio-economic forces that shape literature and society. So by revealing the ways in which literature can both reflect as well as resist oppressive structures, Marxist criticism seeks to empower readers to challenge and transform these structures. So promoting social change is one of the aims of Marxist literary critics. And as we all know that any change happens only when we are aware of the realities. Only then can we actually move on to doing some change or making some change, right? If we are not even aware of realities, then how and when will we even think about changing things, right? Uske baad dekho, there are some questions that Marxist critics ask about literary texts. The first question that a Marxist critic would ask of a literary text is, does the work, literary work, reinforce intentionally or not capitalist, imperialist or classist values? Does it reinforce? If so, then the work may be said to have a capitalist, imperialist or classist agenda. So it is the critic's job to expose and condemn this aspect of the work. Now famously in literature, there is a reference by Rudyard Kipling that it is the white man's burden to somehow civilize the world or spread civilization. Now on the face of it, if you analyze this work of Rudyard Kipling, it will seem that it represents a capitalist or an imperialist value system. So the job of a Marxist critic is to expose and condemn this aspect of the work. Next question that a Marxist critic would ask, How might the work be seen as a critique of capitalism, imperialism, or classicism? Now, some works can reinforce capitalism or imperialism. Other works may condemn it. So that is, in what ways does the text reveal and invite us to condemn oppressive socio-economic forces? In what ways? So if a work criticizes or invites us to criticize oppressive socio-economic forces, then it may be said to have a Marxist agenda. Theek hai? Uske baad dekho, the next question that a Marxist critic would ask, does the work in some ways support a Marxist agenda, but in other ways perhaps unintentionally support a capitalist, imperialist or a classist agenda? So in other words, is the work, the literary work, ideologically conflicted? Ye bhi to ho sakta hai that the same literary work on the one hand or at a more literal level condemns imperialism or capitalism, but on a closer inspection it seems to actually support capitalism. Theek hai, aisa bhi to ho sakta hai, there are some works. In that case, the work would be called ideologically conflicted. That it is not clearly taking one side, it is rather conflicted in nature. Theek hai? The next question that a Marxist critic would ask, how does the literary work reflect, intentionally or not, the socio-economic conditions of the time in which it was written, or the time in which it is set? And what do those conditions reveal about the history of class struggle? Now, Karl Marx talks a lot about class struggle. So, does the literary work reveal anything about the history of class struggle? And what does the literary work tell us about the socio-economic conditions of the time in which it was written or in which it is set? ठीक है? उसके बाद एक और question है जो Marxist critics पूछेंगे, मतलब if you were to do a Marxist analysis of any essay or work, these are the questions that you should keep in mind. And also remember that they can ask all of this in exam. ठीक है? That is why I am telling you all of this. Now, another question that Marxist critics would ask is, how might the work, the literary work, be seen as a critique of organized religion? ठीक है? Be seen as a critique of organized religion. That is, how does religion function in the text to keep a character or characters from realizing and resisting socio-economic oppression? So, basically, कहने का ये मतलब that how is religion used? Or what is the status of a religion in keeping different characters from realizing or resisting socio-economic oppression? Okay, because there is a very famous quotation by Karl Marx that religion is the opium of the poor. So Karl Marx used to call religion the opium of the poor. Why? Because often religion is used in such a way that it actually diverts people's attention from material considerations to just considerations of God, religion and rites and rituals. So in a way, religion is used many a times to fool people. Okay, so that is why Karl Marx once said that religion is the opium of the poor. So does the literary work offer a critique of organized religion? This is another question that Marxist critics would ask. Okay, so if you have to do a Marxist analysis, these are the questions that you should keep in mind, and these are the lines along which you should think. Okay?